Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Sex and sexuality. It's wonderful. Sabi ko nga dati, nung na-discover ko yan, nakala ko ako nag-ibento kasi ang saya eh, diba? At napakalaga sa atin na malawak ang ating pagtingin sa katawan at sa kasiyahan at sa kaganapan. Malawak in the sense na huwag hindi deny ang sexuality pero huwag itayot sa kanan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rica Cruz, Puma Podcast. I'm a sex and relationships therapist, and for years, I've listened to women talk about their doubts, insecurities, and apprehensions in sex. And what I tell them is this. You're okay, you're normal, your story is my story. Kaya dito sa conservative ako, kahit di naman talaga ako conservative, we talk about everything that you've always wanted to know about sex and female pleasure. Let's have each other embrace and unleash our inner sexy goddesses. We're now on our final episode for a third season. We hope that our past episodes helped you have a better relationship with your partner and your inner sexy goddess. At kung hindi mo pa napapakinggan ang mga ito, we recommend listening to them so that you can appreciate today's episode better. So we've talked about the sexual and non-sexual factors that affect how satisfied we are in our romantic relationships. The non-sexual factors or constructs include emotional intimacy, religiosity, and sex guilt. As for the sexual factors naman, nandyan ang sexual desire for our partners, ang foreplay, ang sexual intercourse, at syempre, ang orgasm. Napag-usapan na rin natin kung ano ang madalas na nagiging problema ng mga couples at anong role ng sex sa paghahanap ng solution para sa mga ito. If you found those episodes advanced or even controversial, but you still want to learn about your sexuality, this episode is for you. We will hold your hand and help you understand why the subject of sexuality is important and why it's something that you can eventually feel comfortable talking about. Pero kung sobrang komportable ka na sa usaping sexualidad, sumama ka pa rin sa amin. You might be wanting to open up discussions about sexuality in your circles, but don't know how to start. You might learn a thing or two. When we say sexuality, tungkol lang ba ito sa sex? Women's studies professor and medical doctor Sylvia Estrada Claudio helps us understand what it means.
Ang sexualidad kasi maraming aspeto yan, kasama na yung mga romantikong damdamin na wala naman masyadong galawan ng katawan. At meron siyempre yung sex, yung everything from yung sinasabi nilang foreplay, first base, hanggang yung talagang sex talaga, no? Yung pagsisiping. At kung titignan nga natin yung kabuuan, nakasama na ito ang yung damdamin, kapasidad na magmahal, kapasidad na makituro ng maayos, na may empathy, sympathy sa kapwa. Yung pakikipagkapwa nga na sinasabi natin, parte ito ng pagiging tao, pagiging isang babae, pagiging isang lalaki. No? Pag nakikipagkapwa ka, may aspeto yan ng sexualidad kasi hindi ka naman nakikipagkapwa kung di bilang isang babae sa kapwa lalaki o sa kapwa babae o bilang lalaki sa kapwa lalaki o bilang babae sa kapwa tao lang. No?
Ibig sabihin, sa tuwing nakikitungo ka sa ibang tao, nakikipag-usap sa kanila, nakikipaghalubilo sa kanila, ay daladala mo ang iyong pagiging babae o lalaki at meron itong aspeto ng sexualidad. Ngayon, Kung ganito palang kalawak at kalalim ang definition ng sexuality, bakit nahihirapan ng iba na pag-usapan ito? Habang yung iba naman ay sobrang komportable.
Million-million tayo at iba-iba ang ating particular na konteksto. Nakapag-aral ba tayo? Tayo ba ay nasa syudad? Tayo ba ay nasa lalawigan? Ano ang naaral natin nung tayo ay nag-aaral, no? Kasi halimbawa, mas marami pa rin very conservative na kung tanungin mo ang paniniwala nila tungkol sa sex, ay yun pang talagang sinauna na pinunana ni Jose Rizal, yung masyadong mahintin na Maria Clara, halimbawa. At mayroon naman, naturuan ko sila at nag-aral sila sa amin. Pero nangyayari na nagtatalo sila sa pamilya kasi iba na yung pananaw, halimbawa ng anak.
Si Doc Sylvia ay dating director ng Center for Women and Gender Studies sa University of the Philippines.
Kaya mahalaga talagang pag-usapan eh. Kasi iba-iba na rin tayo sa ating mga pananaw at pagtingin sa larangan na ito.
Another hindrance to talking more openly about sexuality are our culture's own set of expectations of us, Filipinas. One, we are expected not to talk about our sexuality if we are still single.
Sabi ng mga magulang, pag tinuruan natin yan, eh, may interest dyan at sa makatuwid, eh, gagawin ng maaga. Kung conservative ka ang sex, ay hindi mo pinag-iisipan, hindi mo pinag-uusapan masyado, hanggang magpakasal ka at dyan ka lang talaga magkakaroon ng interest at kaalaman tungkol sa sexualidad. Pag ikaw ay kasal na at yung kasal na yan, ay kailangan may basbas na kung anuman ang reliyon na iyong pinaniniwalaan.
Two, although we sometimes want to talk about our sexuality, our culture dictates that we shouldn't talk about it until we are of a certain status and at the right age. At kailan yun, di ba?
Hindi ko masasabi exactly kung anong age yan, no? Pero matalas bihit, ay, ang bata-bata pa, nagpakasyan na. O kaya rin, yung kabila, no? Old maid na yan, paano na lang yan, di ba? Kaya ang conservative, meron particular na parang talagang image kung ano ang babae at ano ang kanyang relasyon sa sarili niyang mga pagnanais at katawan at kailan niya pwedeng alamin ito, pag-usapan ito at bigyan ng expression.
Bilang mga babae, tayo ay ina-expect na maging okay sa sex kapag tayo ay kasal na. Pero kapag tayo ay hindi pa kasal, kailangan wala tayong alam dito. Ano yun? Magic? Given all these societal expectations and the benefits of being in touch with our sexuality, how can Filipinas know more about and explore our sexuality?
Una-una, siguro tanggalin natin sa isip natin na merong kahihiyan, masama o marumi ang usaping katawan. Katawan natin yan, mahalin natin yan, intindihin natin na napakarami niyang kakayanan. At lahat ng kakayanan na yan ay masaya tayo kapag healthy natin na ginagamit, ginagawa, and express. Tingin ko, isang kakayanan ng katawan ay ang sex. Tinatanggap ko yan, hindi yan malume, walang problema dyan. No? Kailangan nating ipagdiwang yan.
Yung mga nararamdaman ng ating mga katawan.
At napakalaga sa atin na malawak na malawak ang ating pagtingin sa katawan at sa kasiyahan at sa kaganapan. Malawak in the sense na huwag hindi deny ang sexuality pero huwag itay lang sa
naniniwala ako na ang tanging pagmamayari natin ay ang ating mga katawan. Kaya kailangan natin itong pahalagahan, kailangan natin itong i-enjoy, huwag pandirian.
Pangalawa, pahalagahan natin ang tamang pakikipagkapwa. Again, wag lang sex. Although, may level talaga ng pakikipagkapwa na sex, masaya din yun, di ba? Pero malawak ang ating pakikipagkapwa. At napakahalaga niyan, lalo na sa panahon ngayon, parang hindi na tayo nag-uusap bilang isang bayan, nagsisigawan na lang tayo, right? So, lawakan natin talaga ang ating pananaw.
But of course, part of that understanding is becoming aware when we're too focused on sex. There's a lot more nuance to it. Na ang sex ay hindi lang sex at ang pakikipagkapwa ay hindi lang sex. At madami pa tayong pwedeng intindihin mula sa isa't isa kung lalawakan lang natin ang ating mga pananaw. Sabi nga ni Doc Sylvia, dapat pag-usapan ang sexuality ng bukas at walang halong hiya. But how does this apply to talking to the children in our families? We talked about that in Season 2. Kaya check out the episode, When Should We Teach Kids About Sex? Pero, here's what Doc Sylvia has to say about the matter.
May ibang pananaw na nagsasabi may sexualidad naman yung mga bata. Huwag lang natin lagyan nung pananaw natin sa sexualidad ng mas nakakatanda. Sa akin, yun din yung paniniwala ko. Wala. Kailangan rin natin turuan ang mga bata na mahalin ang katawan nila, naintindihin na masarap gamitin ang katawan, di ba? Hindi naman lang sa sexual issues. Maglakad, kumilos, yung kalikutan natin, ganyan, no? O kumain ng masarap na pagkain, di ba? Ito ay parte sa atin ng kasiyahan, kaganapan, pagnanais.
For example, sa pagsasayaw, kapag ikaw ay sumayaw, ginagamit mo ang iyong katawan at nasisiyahan ka. And like I advocate, Doc Sylvia also thinks that we should learn about our sexuality early on.
Kung ang perception natin ng sexualidad ay itong mas malawak na napakahalaga para sa ating matuto lahat. Kung paano makipagkapwa, kung paano makipagkapwa ng may respeto at tama, kung paano makipagkapwa ng may pagmamahal o ng simpatiya kung hindi man mamahal. At napakalaga para sa ating lahat, for our mental and psychological health in the future, to know how we relate sa katawan natin. Anong klaseng respeto, no? Ang kailangan ng katawan, anong klaseng pagtanggap sa mga ninanais nito at sa kasayahan nito, ang tapat kasi yung violence against young children. Matulungan mong maprotektahan yung batang bata kung turuan mo siya na ito ang katawan mo, ayos ito, respetuhin mo to, masarap ang kilos nito, ang mga haplos na matatanggap mo nito, hindi masama yan, except, di ba? May mga taong may karapatang humawak sa'yo at haplusin ka, may mga lugar na hindi pwede kung di ikaw lang, di ba? Kapag ganyan yung ating approach siguro sa sexualidad, I doubt kung magkakaroon tayo ng malaking kontrobersiya.
Learning about our sexuality early on can teach us about consent, boundaries, and even what a healthy romantic relationship in the future can look like. In short, learning about our sexuality now can help us love ourselves better.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Although there are some sex experts like me and Doc Sylvia who advocate for Filipinas to know more about ourselves, have autonomy over our bodies, and unleash our inner sexy goddesses, we still need more allies so more women can learn more about their sexualities. Kasi nga, knowing who we are sexually also means having the power to allow or deny what can be done to our bodies. It is also about learning how to take care of our bodies.
Mag-educate tayo! Pinakamalaking makakatulong kung yung government itself will implement the reproductive health law that has a section naman there that says na magturo na tayo.
Doc Sylvia's group, the Kaan Center for Women's Health, has been lobbying for the implementation of sex ed since the administration of the late President Noynoy Aquino, under whose term the RH law was enacted. The Kaan advocates for marginalized women.
Nakipagtrabaho kami sa ilang magagaling din na opisyal ng DepEd at ilang sex experts. Nalagyan na ng curriculum for K-12 yung galing sa ganitong konsepto. Conservative din kami in the sense na parang hindi masyadong shocking muna. But nagsimula yata kami grade 4, grade 5. Hindi pa na yung maaga-maaga. Pwedeng yung mga teacher kung natuturo sila ng science or biology. Turuan mo yung mga bata kung paano magrespeto sa kapwa na kung ikaw ay may pagkakaiba sa isang tao, huwag mo siyang saktan. Na sa akin, napakahusay na simulain yan kung maintindihan niya ng, halimbawa, isang lalaki, less likely na maging rapist itong taong to, di ba?
Talking about sexuality at school is more than just talking about the birds and the bees. Ano ba yung birds and the bees na yan? It's also about becoming aware of potential sexual abuse, violence, and exploitation. It's teaching children how to respect bodies, theirs and others. Kaya nga, lagi kong sinasabi dito sa conservative ako na ang sexuality ay kailangan na pag-usapan, pag-usapan, at pag-usapan. Isama rin sa mga usapan ang mga bata at ang mga matatanda. Maybe your circles are mostly conservative, or maybe you've been brought up in a household where sexuality isn't usually discussed. Pero, dahil nakikinig ka ng conservative ako, na-realize mo na may benefits pala ang pagiging open sa usapin ng sexuality. Now, you're ready to make sexuality a normal part of conversations. Pero, paano ka nga ba magsisimula?
So, I would suggest kung kailangan mag-self-study ang mga tao, pwede naman manap ng mga maraming literature. Punta kayo sa World Health Organization website para hindi kayo ma-fake news o fake analysis. At basahin muna kung ano ang sexualidad, anong sexual and reproductive health, what is sexual rights. And you see for yourself if these rights, these ideas of health, and this idea of sexuality is good for you. Okay yan sa'yo. Naku, big first step na yan sa self-study, no? Many times, ang women's orgs, nag-organize yan. So, they can put you together, kayong mga kapwa nanay o kayong mga kapwa teenager, para makapag-usap together. And syempre, kaya po rin gusto ang women's organizations or isang magandang clinic ng gobyerno na na-influensyahan na natin, may silbisyo niyan kung kailangan ng services. Anything bilang contraceptives kung kailangan mo ng pap smear, halimbawa, para malaman kung okay ka pa sa area na yan, no? Any questions about self-examination ng breast, ganyan. And last but not least, meron din naman yung ipagsama-sama niyo lahat ng teenager sa malaki niyong angkan. At tawagan si Dr. Rica at sabihan, Dr. Rica, isuko nga itong mga nieces and nephew. Mausapin mo sila.
Kasi tingin rin nila minsan sa psikologista, psychiatrist, even mga OB, parang pang-clinic lang yan. But we're very, very happy to be invited to any Zoom or lecture area. Sige, di ba? Why not? Lalo na kami mga, tayong mga advocates.
Sa totoo lang, madami nang tumatawag sa akin. At usually, sila yung mga magkakaibigan mga babae bago sila ikasal. At nagtatanong sila kung pwede akong magbigay ng talks sa kanilang bridal showers on sex and female pleasure. At ang saya, di ba? Kasi nagiging open na tayo to have discussions about this with our friends. And we're using it for fun. Kasi ganun talaga ang sex. It's fun. There are a lot of ways to start a conversation about sex and sexuality. Kahit gaano ka pa ka-conservative. It can be as simple as sharing this podcast to your friends na madami din gumagawa. Thank you! Dito sa Conservative Ako, nakagawa na kami ng maraming episode about women defining their sexuality with or without engaging in sex, about sex for beginners, about family planning and reproductive health, and madami pang iba. You can check them out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or any podcasting app. And that was the final episode of Conservative Ako Season 3. Again, this is Doc Rica Cruz, Puma Podcast. This episode was produced by Faith Navarro with editorial assistance from Trisha Aquino, and it was put together by Carl Syed. Salamat muli sa aming guest, Dr. Sylvia Estrada Claudio. See you next time!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.